John is listening in Houston on 1430 AM. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello, Father.
Hi.
Hey, okay, I'll keep it quick because I heard y'all are up against the break. Let me just say, so my question is, I married a Catholic, mm-hmm. and we have one child together, and we've got her baptized in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the process now of becoming Catholic. I'm mm-hmm. starting the RCIA class in January.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest question I have is, I was raised Methodist and then kind of switched over to the Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my mind, it seems like the Catholics are kind of held to a higher standard.
Okay. Why is it that you say that? What is it about the Catholic Church that
I
makes
guess
you think
the
that?
Confessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not fun. It's not an easy thing to do to hear yourself saying negative things about yourself to someone else.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Unless we realize what really is happening, then it's a different matter. But on the surface, it does sound more difficult. What else?
I'm guessing mainly that was pretty much one of the bigger ones, like
that's the
accountability for everything that you do.
Right.
And I was saying, with other faiths, like other branches of Christianity, if you aren't held to that standard, but the end outcome is the same, then
do you really think that if you're held to a higher standard, that the outcome is going to be the same as if you're not? Do you really think that?
No, I don't.
No, of course not. The more you're required, the more you'll give. You know, the higher the bar is, the more is expected, the more you'll give. That's the way it is. We have a tendency to want to take the easiest way out, but that's not the best way out. The best way out is giving our all. And so the more that's required of us, the more we give. And the more we give, the more we love.
And that's one of the main things that kind of drew me to it. But then that's why I was hesitant, because it's like I have friends that are different and they're saying, oh, I don't want to do that. But then they also, their life, it seems like the more accountable that you're held, the more likely you are to stick to the path.
Sure. I know of a cloistered Carmelite nun whose friends were telling her, asking her, you know, isn't it hard to give up your marriage and family and all those things? Isn't that the hardest part of it? And she said, no. She said, that's what made it so appealing to me. I wanted to give everything to him because I wanted him to matter that much. See, it's all the way what one's expectations are, the way one comes at it, you know. But if you look at it in terms of who God is and wanting to give him the most rather than having to give the least, it's like night and day.
And John, I can tell you, as a former Methodist and a Catholic convert, it is absolutely worth becoming Catholic. You will love it. It's the best thing that you'll ever do. Plus, you get Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. So, my friend, we'll be praying for you and hope that you'll continue on that journey.